Each year at Christmastide, we at Vatican Radio ask church leaders and leaders of Christian charitable organizations to help us and our listeners to get into the spirit of the Christmas season by contributing a message in which they share their best wishes and reflect on how the mystery of the Nativity informs our action throughout the year. We bring you now a message from the Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady.
I am, as always, very grateful to have this opportunity to greet listeners to the English service of Vatican Radio and to wish you peace and joy in this Christmas season. For the Church in Ireland, 2012 will always be remembered as the year of the 50th International Eucharistic Congress. Pilgrims from across the world gathered in Dublin to be nourished by the joyful encounter with our risen Lord in the Eucharist and in our communion with one another. We prayed together, we read and reflected on the scriptures together, and we heard testimonies of how the Spirit of God is at work so powerfully in the lives of individuals and in the church across the world, often in situations of great trial and suffering. While all of this was taking place, the life of a busy modern city continued all around us. But one place always remained silent and still. It was the largest room in the Congress complex. There people gathered every day in quiet, unbroken adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, simply gazing in loving wonder at the presence of God. This Christmas season, this image of so many gazing at the joyful, healing presence of God's love in the Eucharist comes back to me when I behold the Christmas crib here in my own home or in a church. Parents, children, even distracted teenagers are all enthralled as they gaze upon Mary, Joseph and the baby Jesus, huddled in a straw-lined manger because there was no room at the inn. It can be easy to become discouraged by a culture that seems to say, there is no room for you. You must take your good news and your Christ to the margins. For sometimes the world can seem oblivious, even hostile to God's presence. And yet the birth, death and resurrection of our Lord all took place in an atmosphere of distraction, disinterest and even at times outright hostility from all but a few. At Christmas we are invited to rediscover our faith in all its freshness, especially our faith in Christ the Son of God. We are invited to rediscover that child within us who knows how to trust in God's wisdom and love, and how to find joy, even in the most modest of circumstances.